If you're looking for trouble, you're in the right place. The baddest biker bar in the investment world, The Danger Zone. Welcome to The Danger Zone on Money Life, where we get the take from the experts at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting, and a little bit of AI as well. And they put it all together and they find out what's misleading. So in other words, the skin deep view that most analysts take, well, they're going down from the inside level and working their way up. If they find that something's misleading and it's working against you, that makes it dangerous. And that's what we focus on here. But if you want to focus on it more, or you want to see what's attractive, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, welcome back to Money Life.
It is good to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Stupid money risk.
Danger, danger.
Stupid money risk is in the danger zone. And this is a really interesting one because, of course, I ask you virtually every week about stupid money risk. And the stupid money risk, for anybody who's wondering what that is, it's really when David picks on a stock and says all the conditions say this thing should tank out and be terrible. There's always the risk that somebody comes in and goes, hey, I'll buy this business and I'll pay a premium for it. And it'll mean that, you know, instead of being a great short, it's suddenly a big winner. So if stupid money risk is in the danger zone, that means that a couple of companies got big paydays, didn't they?
Sort of. Yes and no. They got bailed out. So yes, Chuck, we were really excited. This was Kyle's idea, actually. I love this idea because we do talk about stupid money risk all the time. Three danger zone stocks in the last couple months have enjoyed stupid money risk. Now, all those danger zone picks have worked out very well. For example, most recently, Eventbrite bought out for about an 82% premium over their 60-day volume weighted average share price, but was still down 88% while the S&P was up 135% as a danger zone idea. And we had it going to zero because it's a terrible business, but stupid money risk bailed it out. My message to the private equity people about this stock and the other two, don't be stupid. It's a bad business. I don't think you can bail it out. Yeah, you got it for cheap, but it was in the danger zone for a reason. And all those reasons proved true. Somebody's coming in. Look, Chuck, I don't know how many people you know in the private equity business, but they have been voraciously consuming every freaking deal they can get for years.
Well, there's something here when we talk about stupid money risk. The private equity guys are not stupid, but there are two very different things that go on when you come to private equity. There's the one side of private equity that says, I love this business. I want to run this business. I can make it better and do great with it. And there is the other side that says, hey, if I take a little piece here and I do a little something there, I can gut this business, make money selling the parts or stripping it down or doing whatever, and then get out of it X number of years later, not usually too many years later, with the business in shambles, but them with having lined their pockets. In this case, in these cases, I guess it doesn't matter which model private equity is following, does it?
No. I mean, if they make money, good for them. I don't know that they will. That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I think the other two danger zone positions that we closed were Verint Systems, ticker VRNT, Dayforce, ticker DAY. Can those businesses be rehabilitated, resold for more later? I doubt it. Will they make enough money to pay off the debt for the private equity guys or whatever they use to fund the acquisition? I doubt that too, because they're in the danger zone, Chuck, because they don't make money and they're probably never going to make money. And they're bad business, so I don't know how much you can strip out expenses and make it work without just running it into the ground. And so, you know, that's it. That's it. You know, the stupid money guys, they paid for Verint. They paid an 18% premium. And at Dayforce, they paid a 32% premium. But the danger zone positions outperformed by, with Verint, outperformed by like 188%, 186%. And Dayforce, danger zone position, outperformed by 69%. So Danger Zone did right, did really well, but the private equity guys are going to probably maybe do worse, because if it goes to zero, they'll be hurt.
This also points out, though, the other reason why I ask that question about stupid money risk, which is you can have a company that you guys think has a negative economic book value that the market hammers, and then it winds up getting on a tear, and somebody who is not familiar and not digging in, or maybe only looking at momentum or technicals potentially, sees this and goes, hey, this stock's on a tear, and they become, you know, they follow the herd that's going, oh, hold it. This business is having its rebound. And we've talked about plenty of cases where you've got a stock that's down 75% from where you put it in the danger zone. But when we're talking about it, it's up 50% from the last couple of weeks or something along those lines. And this is where the stupid money risk thing comes in, because the people who bought in, if Verint or Dayforce or Eventbrite had a little bounce before the deal, who said, oh, I know they're in the danger zone, but now they've gotten valued priced enough, they actually made out as well. So even though you can look at it and go, hey, these were terrible businesses that I think were going to zero and that they outperformed as danger zone picks, the guy who got in at the end, at least, they got paid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can play it. And then there's also the game where the private equity guys could do the convertible note thing where, you know, they give the company enough, like with Carvana and some other firms. Maybe they did that with Beyond Meat once, where they come in, the company's about to go bankrupt. They come in with some debt, save it, stock in the convertible debt, you know, at a close to bankrupt price, maybe a dollar. Beyond Meat was under a dollar, and they get the, you know, they could convert it, you know, 80 cents. The stock skyrockets up because someone saved the business and now it's got a lot of capital. And who knows what their high frequency trading network can do to keep the stock going up. And those guys convert at 50 cents in the dollar. And then the company runs out of money and they do it all over again. There's that strategy too. There's a lot of ways that these insiders make money. Unless you have that inside information, I wouldn't try to play those games.
Yeah, the answer is stupid money risk really is something that only impacts you as an individual investor if you're going short. If you're going short, and you're saying, I'm betting against this company, stupid money risk is coming in to bail the company out and crush you. If you happen to be in the stock, you know, if next week somebody is listening to us and a stock they own is one that you put in the danger zone, they should be hoping for some stupid money risk. Like, this would be good for them, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, Chuck, and I don't know if being in the danger zone increases stupid money risk or lowers it.
Yeah, I don't know that we can take credit for causing it or what have you, but we do look at it because it's also important about making the business case. And the really interesting thing is, in the case of these three companies, again, Eventbrite, Dayforce, and Verint, so EBDAY and VRNT, in all of those cases, you think it's bad businesses that somebody bailed out that'll now be somebody's headache in private equity. And just out of curiosity, if a company ever goes through a stupid money risk buyout, and a couple years later, they're coming public again. Are you suspect? I mean, you're suspect of everything from the beginning. Are you doubly suspect? You know, if we see Eventbrite coming public again, will you be looking at this going, yeah, stupid money risk, stupid is as stupid does it. They're just now trying to spread it off on somebody else.
I mean, that's kind of what happens a lot in these IPOs, Chuck. But we'll take a look at the numbers. Look, I mean, if it's truly been rehabilitated, great company, by all means. But, you know, we've seen it happen, like you said before, like WeWork, great example. You know, they eventually IPO'd that thing through, I think, a SPAC or something at $100 million before it finally went kaput. You know, they started at 70 billion. It went down a long way. It finally got something for it, I think. I don't know. But yeah, I think it's important for investors to be skeptical of everything they get from Wall Street. Look, it's a buyer beware market. It has been from the beginning days with the stock jobbers, you know, walking around on Wall Street in the 1920s. Even then, people knew, hey, you know, they're jobbing you. They call stock jobbers for a reason. You know, it's selling you stuff. That's the way it is. The market is a market, you know, buyer beware. So yeah, don't ever be comfortable in a negotiation with someone who probably has more information than you.
Yeah. Well, like I said, in this case, if you own something that was in the danger zone, you got bailed out a little bit. But when stupid money risk comes to call, it definitely shows that somebody's in the danger zone. Great stuff, David. As always, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com to see how they do what they do. Up next on Money Life, doesn't get much better than Sam Stovall. He's from CFRA Research. He's become something of a Wall Street legend, and he'll prove why in the big interview next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.